KI-4-DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4-DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4-DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net to the right queue portion. We've got quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those first, then we'll go over and see if we have any Echolink stations. Net would like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, Mr. Mail. He's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's over in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's over in Spartanburg. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim and her husband Tony, in 4ASW. They're up there in Asheville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over there in Greer. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon. And his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy. They're up there in Hendersonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, over in Greenville. And KN4URF, that's Mr. Aaron up there in Marietta. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Inman. Appreciate all those fine folks that use the pre-net function of the repeater. I got them all in the log, and I hope all of those folks are doing well. Also like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room. She was reading or watching TV or both when I left. Let's see here. Don't have any Echolink stations that are showing up on the computer screen right now. So we'll go over to the RF check-ins in the alphabet, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo-Kilo-4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo-Kilo-4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight. 73 CU and all on the net.
For DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for doing that net tonight, Gary.
KI-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his pretty little bride, Lorena, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Rick, tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Rick, I don't get to talk to you a whole lot. It was good to hear you checking in with me tonight. And again, tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS. And everybody in that group for the time being, so we'll move up to the next alphabetical group in the Echo through Hotel group, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. And Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. But good to hear you tonight. And please tell Miss Joy Elise and I said hello.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN and Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, he's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS. And the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you. Wes, hope you and Miss Joy both are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Zid Fletcher in North Carolina. Good evening to you, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are well and feeling good. Having a good evening. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS. Going to be here any day of the week, right, Gary? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home right here in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little comment, and I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
DOS, you can make it back over here again someday, over here on First Tuesday sometime. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring here.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And next we have KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope y'all are doing well. And then KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy. He's up there at Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're doing well. And Andy, I hope to be able to get back over there, too. That's coming up, what is that? Let's see, today's the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, about the 4th. Is that when it is? June the 4th?
This coming Tuesday. Yeah, right now I'm not certain of the date, but I know this coming Tuesday is the first Tuesday. J-I-4-L-C-I, back to you.
We'll see if we can't make it over there. We'll try anyway and see how that goes. Let's see here. Additional stations, where were we? In the I through L group, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Group right there. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. We're on Mike through Papa, Gary. Anyways, good evening to you and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And thanks for calling it. I'll be negative negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Good evening.
Go ahead. Thanks for holding the net. Please check in. KQ4QHV. This is you.
Yes. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenborough. I'll stick around for a comment tonight, Gary.
For DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Sierra, Bravo, Whiskey. This is Jamie up here in Tigerville, and I'm going to be negative and negative, but I'll be listening in.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, I'm sorry I missed your call, but Joy said y'all had a good conversation. I was running through the rain locker. I had to get her over to the doctor's office. But sorry I missed you, but we'll get together again sometime. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. Now we got KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Sounding good tonight. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you are doing well. And KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale. He's up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KQ4SBW. That's Mr. Jamie up there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight and hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Another patient group on a Friday, Saturday night, that is, the Uniform True Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Here, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4CAS. 4CAS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 with the Tango Foxtrot. at KL4 WTF. My name is Todd, currently down just off of Lake Hartwell with some scouts who went sailing today. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening to KL4 WTF. Is your name Tom or Todd?
Todd, Tango Oscar Delta Delta.
Apologize for that. My ears are kind of strange tonight. But anyway, we got you corrected and got you in the log. Hope you enjoyed your time out there on Lake Hartwell sailing with the scouts today. I hope they enjoyed it as much as you did. I know it was a beautiful day out there. But I'm glad y'all had a good time. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 of Sierra. Robert in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4CWF. That's Mr. Cullen. He's up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Cullen. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4OAS. That's Mr. Robert. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. Got an Echo Link station up. Let's grab this Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all of the net. No traffic, no ratchet, and do tell me sure that we say hello. Also, Gary, I have a friend of mine over here visiting with me. So check in Kilo November 4, Delta Yankee Victor, that is KN4, DYV, Andy, also Greenwood. We'll both be no traffic and no ratchet, Gary. Again, Gary, hello to you. Hello to yourself and Miss Joy, and again, do tell her we say hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Stephen brings along his friend and co-ham, N9. Boy, I can't even read my own writing. KN4DYV. That's Mr. Andy. He's also down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us, Andy. And glad Stephen was able to get you on our log this evening. I hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's all I heard. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Thank most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratchet portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. The first one up on a clean, shiny, dry stop is Mr. Larry over there in Greer, KK4JBQ. Larry, yeah, you're liable to find me here any night. Mike, AK4HR, was supposed to call tonight, but he had to go out of town, and that's not a problem. But it's your turn on the stuff, Larry. What have you and Miss Donna been up to?
K4DOS, KK4JBQ. Well, that's an interesting question. I've been a little out of touch today, out of touch with Donna today. She is working on a thin tangle project that, as I understand it, is quite involved, requiring a lot of time at her drawing board. She's just made some fantastic art. It really is a sight to see, anyhow. If you're familiar with Montebrance, it's a little like that, but it's a tangle of lines, and doesn't depict any particular like scene that you would see in most drawings or pictures. Anyway, she's enthralled with it and spends a great deal of her time. I'm just so happy with that. Because it wasn't that long ago. Oh, well, let's say go back 10 years. She didn't think she had an artistic bone in her body, and she was frustrated. And she kept doing this little thing and that little thing. She was into sewing for quite a long time, did lots of beautiful quilts. But she started Zentangle, and I think there may be 4 quilts that are unfinished. She has this really fabulous sewing machine that's been in its case. I don't know what will ever happen there. I hope she finishes those quilts. But anyway, she's been occupied with that today. Kind of leads me into the question that I was going to ask you. This is what Donna has found in retirement. I have found other things myself. To occupy the time and to, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm just rattling around the house, fixing things a lot, you know. But I was going to ask, since you've retired more recently than I, and believe me, a lot of us were on board hoping that you would choose to do that, because those of us who are in retirement and enjoy it were hoping the same thing for you. So that's going to be my question right back at you. What have you done in your retirement today? KK4JPQ.
Well, let me say congratulations to Donna on finding something that she really enjoys doing. As far as her quilts go, she will probably go back and pick them up and finish them at some point in time. And the reason I say that is Joy does counted cross stitch. She does crochet. She does makes birdhouses. She makes wind chimes. She does makes a little jewelry. She's very artistic. I'm not. But that's okay. That's what she likes to do, or some of her hobbies. While she's working on one, she lays the others down, and then at some point in time, she'll go back and pick these up and work on those a while. Yeah, she'll go back, pick her cross stitch up, and work on it a little bit, for a while, and then she'll sit it down and pick up something else, so, which is all good. As far as what I did today, my son Stephen came over, and we visited for a good long while. I've got a wooden barn out there in the backyard, out the back side of the property, and I've ordered a metal building, a steel building, to be put in its place. And he and I are cleaning that thing out and going to tear it down, in dumpsters. And I've got the guy going to bring me one of them big dumpsters, and we're going to fill it up. And if I need a second one, I'll tell him, to bring me another one. But as far as what I do a little bit of everything. I'm like you. I wander around the house fixing things, and normally I have a garden. I didn't get my garden in this year. I've got it ready, but we got that rainy spell, and I did not get out there in the garden and lay the rows off and plant them. So I just decided I'd let it lay another year. It won't hurt the ground to rest a little bit, and it won't hurt me to rest a little bit. I had an anniversary back in the 28th of March, and it was not a wedding anniversary. It was another type of anniversary, which, you know, I'm just proud to be here and able to talk with the folks and go from there. But I have all kinds of different hobbies. I have my radios, of course, and I enjoy playing with antennas and, you know, helping other folks out when I can. So, you know, it's been one of those days, but I haven't really done a whole lot today. Stephen and I just got out there and cleaned out. I've got two little metal buildings, and we cleaned those out a little bit and straightened them up so I could put some of the stuff in the barn out there in the little buildings. I've got quite a number of power tools that I want to keep in the dry, so we had to make some room to put them someplace.
That's a lot. That's a lot of high points. And, well, just let me say, picking one out of all those, the first one I'd like to pick out is we're awfully glad you're here, too. I know that was a health scare, let's just call it that, and you came back in fine fashion, and we can all be grateful, you know, giving the credit where it's due. And so that was sort of a lead-in question. I was doing something today that a retired person can fall into, reflection. And I was trying to think, before I even agreed to write to you, I was trying to think, how did this start? And I haven't come up with that yet. But I was reminded, maybe it was the music associated. I was reminded that back in my youth, this is shortly after I graduated from high school, which was over 50 years ago, I was recruited to do something I'd never done before, to step out. And believe me, it was a challenge to play a part in a community theater. I'd never been on stage to speak a line or, play a character, you might say. It was a little different than what I'd been accustomed to. I'd been in music performance with a choir. And, oh my, this was going to be quite different. So as part of the recruitment, the young lady who thought I might be a good candidate for one of the parts in the play gave me a record album. It was a musical, so, you know, they made a record album of it. Originally performed, I think it began in 1959. So, and in and of itself, it was kind of a look back on old-fashioned operettas and musicals of the past, you know. So the music is kind of dated, and some people might say it was hokey. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing the part I played. But I wondered about that theater just back in my hometown. Is that theater still in operation? Well, oh, I found out because, you know, Mr. Google is his repository for things that you'll never know, things that you have forgotten. Well, so I found out that in the 40s, and it's celebrating 77 years in continuous operation. I did not know that. But so I became curious about, well, when was it that I played this part in this musical right out of high school? This would be 70 or 71. And I would learn. And it's not there. The play that I played, the second play that I was in was right after that one. It was listed. But not that original. The one that I was recruited to play in community theater. Well, that got me on a, you know,
got me on track, and the hound dog in me was and the tool, of course, was Google, and I came to find out all kinds of things, where it was, where this theater was originally based, where it moved to, and I was in one of those locations, and then where it is now, which is in a whole new community center called the Renaissance Center in my hometown. And so I learned some things that I'd forgotten about the old experiences and some things that are new about the present location and how it is really a big part of the community now. Has a year-round production schedule and has plays for adults and also plays for children. It's quite fantastic to see what they've done with it over years of time. So, also on Google, they have the entire album that I listen to. Also, the album cover, I don't really recall seeing it, but, you know, over time, reissues of albums can have different covers. So, I didn't recall the cover that's currently listed in Google, but I listened to several of those songs. They're kind of hokey, but I remember singing some of them and acting on stage, and I came to remember some people and the names of people. These are old memories, and the guy who played the lead part, I recall that his name was Marty, but I couldn't remember his last name, and I haven't found that yet either. A fellow that I met in the next play who became an employer. He was my boss for a while. So all these things come back. And this is something we do in retirement. We reflect. This is the whole point of, and I'll let go of the key now. KK4JBQ.
Yes, we do a bit of reflecting. As far as playing in a theater, I have never done that. I was in a few school plays or musicals that we put on in high school. I didn't have any, starring role or anything like that. I was always in the background, which is where I wanted to be more so than anything else, I think. But I was still in those things. I'm sure there's some folks out there in Radio Land that remember the Greenville Singing Christmas Tree. I was fortunate enough to be on the first one and the second one. And, gosh, that's been a long time ago, too. But anyway, we do think about stuff like that, and which is always good. You're talking about Google and using Google quite a bit. I know why that you can't find some of that stuff. Joy got me a coffee cup. She ordered it. And it says, has a little saying on the coffee cup. It says, "Touch my coffee, I'll slap you so hard Google won't be able to find you." So maybe that's what it's all about.
Oh, dear. Well, that is funny. Google won't be able to find you. Oh, dear. Well, it's not just reminiscing. It's remembering. You were there, and you lived it. And if it's a good memory, you don't mind kind of, challenging yourself. Who do you remember? And, I remember that in this play, there was a ballroom scene. And I had never done a waltz in my life. I didn't dance. I'd never, been on a dance floor up until that time. And I wasn't the only one. And we had to rehearse that more than any other scene in the entire play. There were 11 couples, I think. I don't know why I remember that number, but there were 11 couples, and most of us had never danced a waltz. And we had to look like, to our audience, we had to look like what we knew what we were doing, which took some time to get, and we stayed with the, we didn't, you know, this was a rush. You rehearsed for 2 weeks, and you had maybe, this is community theater now, and after 2 weeks rehearsal, you had maybe 3 weeks, three weekends of performances. Didn't go on for years. Didn't, you know, you never got really good at anything. So, anyhow, I recall that one of the people in the play was a cousin of mine who didn't live very far from me, and I don't know how she got recruited, but anyway, as we were pairing up, I paired up with my cousin. And she and I danced together, and she was, as I recall, very patient with me, you know, the stepping on the feet and things like that. So it's also, you know, you remember the things that you did, but the life experiences that occurred, you know, not the least of which, for me, in this play, I got to be in real theater people. Because the leads, the male and the female lead in this play, had done lots of off-Broadway, which is, you know, could be in the East End of New York City. That's not considered Broadway. That's an actual street. It's an actual district in New York. But if you're not there on Broadway, you are off-Broadway. So these guys, you know, these two individuals traveled when they weren't off Broadway. They were traveling the country, playing parts, you know, to keep food on the table, so to speak. And they were interesting to learn. They were interesting to get to know, you know, real theater people. And they were very helpful because they were examples to the rest of us who were true amateurs. I can recall that not only dancing, but we had real stage lighting, you know, which will wash you out, make you look so pale, you look like you're wearing a sheet of paper for skin. So we all had to put makeup on, and I was a little taken back by that. But we had a dressing room for the whole cast. It was a rather large room with many seats, and people would put their own makeup, or somebody like me who'd never touched makeup before, I had to have somebody help me. And it was an improvement. It looked like I had a tan, you know. That's the only purpose of it, so you wouldn't look washed out on stage. Oh, well. So you carry these things forward in life. And you are made up, all of us are. You are made up of the parts and pieces of your life that stuck, that hang on. And we call those things memories. So I was reflecting on some memories today. I'm sure most everyone I'm talking, that can hear me talking, they know what I mean. And they're valuable. They are part of what makes you who you are. KK4JBQ.
So, thank you, Mr. Larry, over there in Greer. Larry, it's good to go back, go down memory lane every once in a while. There's one thing I was talking to my son about earlier today, and he said, "I wished I could go back." I said, "Do you really?" And he said, "Yeah, I really do." I said, "And you would have to live over everything that you've already lived through. And you sure you want to go back?" And he said, "I didn't say I wanted to do that." I said, "Well, that's the only way you can go back is to have to redo it." And he said, "Well, in that case, I may have to change my mind." I said, "Well, think about it a little bit." I said, "You know, some of the old days I miss, some of the things that we did way back when. But, you know, I don't, I don't want to go back and have to do it all over again. And so he finally agreed with me on that. But it's good to go down memory lane.
Indeed it is. And I have been tempted, I must say. Just fantasy, you know. Go back and fix some stuff. I would fix some stuff. But then that's a problem. Even your mistakes will lead you down the path. And you would not be in the same place where you are if it weren't for all those little twists and turns. You got to own it. It's the good and the bad. And, well, that's life. That's life. But also, oh, gee, I talked with Donna about it. I mean, I was in a panic when I found out that, well, for, you know, I was just concerned that the play that I was in was not listed in there. You know, going back to 47, all the plays theater had performed right up until today. Some seasons, it was only one play. And others, as many as five plays. But anyhow, Don and I were talking about it, and I got her involved in helping me look up some things. And we started talking about when she and I met and the plays that we have gone to see, both in my hometown and otherwise. And that was a good side trip to what happened today. Anytime you can get, anything that takes you back to when you met your wife or your significant other, whatever, and reflect on the kind of things that became the glue that binds you together, you know, that's a good thing. And that was a lot of fun to do. Well, I've been on here long enough. I suppose some people would agree. I just enjoy this opportunity that I avail myself of most evenings to be here and to talk with the folks that are out there. Opened up another window, didn't I? Didn't know that Larry was in community theater. Well, yeah, that was another part of me. There, you have a good night yourself. Say hello to Joy for me. I'm glad you had a good day today. And I just one thing I want to mention about the barn. If you're tearing down a wooden barn, if it's been up for a while, you might want to save the wood. That stuff's expensive. Barn wood, you know. It's highly sought after. Maybe I should put it that way. Anyhow, proud to be here. I'm proud you were there to call it and bring us all together here tonight. But I'll bow on out as the exit stage left, as they say, and turn it over to the next one on the stump. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
It is nice to find out that you have another side to your many facets of your being. Did not know that you had been in community theater, but my hat's off to you. That's something that I don't think that I would want to do. Might, I don't know. Like I said, I was in a couple of musicals in high school, but I didn't have any speaking lines or anything like that. I was just kind of in the background. But I did enjoy it, and we had a lot of fun. I'm glad that you did, and I'm sure you learned a lot with the other folks out there, and learn from their experiences as well. But Larry, I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a great weekend, what's left of it. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Set me straight, my friend. We'll talk, catch you later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the handheld, didn't hear me, Richard. Variable negative. Good to hear you tonight.
four DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I had two of you come in there to the same at the same time. We had a little double there to start with. But I got Richard out of that. K4ROW over there in Greenville on the HT. You made it through there, Richard. Appreciate you being with us, and you have a great evening. Other station, go ahead.
K4KCH. This is Jerry. Still hanging out in Greenville. This is
four DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4KCX, Master Jerry, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. Next up on a not-too-dirty stop is KK4SMV, Master Dale, up there in Ellenborough. Dale, what have you been up to there, young man? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate you calling the net tonight. This is KK4SMB. Hope everybody on the net's doing well. It's good to hear everyone. It's been a kind of interesting day for me. I got out here, mopped the floor and carried the trash off. One thing, you know, usual Saturday routine, and was getting ready to do some different things. And we had a friend call us, and she made a request to Susan and I that we attend her young daughter's dance recital. You know, I'm a whole lot more comfortable at a ham fest or a gun show or a tractor show than I am at a dance recital. But we don't have any grandkids. We're involved with a good many young children of various ages. So I told my wife, I said, well, we'll go to that dance recital. I said, that'll mean a lot to that little girl. We went to it, and to my amazement, there was a whole lot of children there that knew us. We had several come up to us and thank us for being there to see them today. And so I didn't tell them that we were there to see another child. I just said, well, you done good. Bragged on them. You know, learn something, man, Gary. And maybe we all should take opportunities that are placed before us and take advantage of them. And that way we can be an encouragement, a part of some of these young people's lives that might make a difference in them. So hope everybody has a good day tomorrow. Appreciate you calling the net. This is KK4SMB, back to net control.
Absolutely right. We need to encourage our young folks. What a lot of folks, older folks, I'll put it this way, that don't realize, these young people, like that young lady that had the dance recital, they are our leaders of tomorrow. And if we live long enough, we'll be able to see them in some high offices. And, wouldn't it be marvelous if you could say, well, this child, I remember this child in a dance recital way back when, and now she's the president of the country. That would be absolutely fabulous, I think. But, it's always good I get corrected quite often. People will be talking about their children and call them kids, and I said, you don't have goats, do you? And, they fuss at me for silly stuff like that. But I call children either children or little people, because that's what they are. They may not know what we know just yet, but, it won't be long before they know more than we do. they may not have our life experiences, but they're like a sponge. They just soak up knowledge. And there's more knowledge to soak up now. I won't say there's more, because there was a lot when we were young. But we just didn't soak it up the way they do now. And, of course, we didn't have some of the technology that they have now either.
Technology part, as you were talking, I was just thinking, you let something go wrong with one of our smartphones. If we can find about a 10-year-old, we're in business, Gary.
they've been with them and all of this. And, there's so much more skilled at using smartphones and computers and stuff than I am. I'm not a complete dummy. I can work on a mainframe. you know, I can go in there and work and try to find out what's wrong with it. But, you know, to get there and program some of these things into the smartphones and, I'm not a programmer. I'll put it that way. Don't know that much about it. And as far as computers go, I'm pretty well a dummy. My wife got me a book at one time, Computers for Dummies, and I lost it. I don't even know where it's at now, Dale.
You know, the interesting thing is there was a computer in our house from just about the time the boys were, I'd say, 6 months old, because my wife transcribed medical records at home when they were very small. She could do that and look after them, and they were just toddlers and walking and talking. And one night she was in the kitchen preparing her evening meal, and Andrew, yeah, the one that you've met, W4BEE, come walking in there, and he said, "Mama, I boot-oo-pooed her." Now, this is back in the days when you had to put a floppy disk in and boot it up in DOS and everything, but it's just a little bitty thing, and that he'd seen it done, and he'd paid attention, and I was kind of amazed. But you know, now, if I have computer troubles, I call his twin brother, and he's in Pupuaverina, and he says, "Okay, now take it to this screen. Take your hands away from your computer, and I'll watch him move my mouse around and stuff on the screen and fix my computer."
If something goes wrong with mine, I call my son, Anthony, my oldest son, up in Asheville in Charlotte. And I say, "Okay, bud," I said, I've got stubbed, here it is. And he said, "Okay, Dad, you know, do this and do this." And he said, "I'm going to take control of your computer." I said, "Hey, I can't control it. You might as well see what you can do with it." But I've seen him, and the screens just flashed by, and he'll click on this and click on something else, and they won't even get time to settle down, and he's already typed something else in there. They amaze me. But they don't remember. My son Anthony is 50. He was 51 in January, and he probably remembers. Back before we had smartphones and all that, you know, they were coming out with smartphones and pagers and stuff like that a long time ago, of course. He remembers those, but, you and I remember when we didn't have any of that stuff. And, maybe a doctor had a pager or something of that nature, but there was a payphone on just about every corner. If we needed to make a phone call, we knew where the payphones were.
Old phone book and kept with you in the vehicle in case you stopped by a payphone, because somebody most likely stolen the phone book out of it.
I don't know what a phone book is. Now they just they use a smartphone and let Google find the numbers for them.
You're correct on that. You know, it's amazing how technology's changed. In fact, you and I are old enough, we remember party lines.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to be careful when you went to make a phone call. You pick it up, and some of the other folks, one of your neighbors was on the same line you were, and they were already on the phone. You wouldn't sit there and listen to their conversation. You'd ease the phone back down.
Right. Oh, my word. It's interesting how much times have changed. But, you know, Gary, I think you and I have lived through the best of times. I wouldn't want to be a young person today. I'll leave it at that. Let me get out of here. Appreciate you calling the net. Thank you again, my friend. Always a pleasure. It's KK4SMB, and I'll say 73 to you and all on the net.
You take care. Good talking with you. I haven't talked to you in a while. One question before you go. Are you planning on going up to Waynesville next month?
Lord willing, I'll be there.
And Lord willing, I'll be there too, so I'll look for you there, young man. We have additional international check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in N4NLR, November 4, Nothing Like Radio. Name here is Jim. Julian Denny-Mike, location Greenville, South Carolina. I don't have much of anything at all here, Gary. You can check me in now, but I do want to say one quick thing, though. If people, I know I should have brought this up a while back, but some people probably don't ever think about it. But this is a sort of interesting recording. Trying to pull it up online to hear it now. I don't know if you ever heard it or not. It's called IOU by Jimmy Dean. It's an old, old song. And it reflects on all the moms. And I meant to bring it up when I was having the net on Mother's Day, but I didn't get around to getting on there. But that's a heart-reaching song and really says a lot about the mothers nowadays. Anyway, check me out here, N4NLR.